Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am on alert the knee with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads the nation in 79th Independence Day celebrations. Nagaland joins nation in celebrating 79th Independence Day with vibrant display of cultural performances. Chief Minister of Nagaland, Dr. Nipiu Rio, announces various state government projects on Independence Day. And two Nagaland Police senior officers awarded with prestigious medal for meritorious service. Now the news in detail. The nation celebrates its 79th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi and hoisted the national flag. Mr. Modi said, "This occasion is about the resolve of 140 crore Indians and the pride of the country's shared achievements." He said, "For the past 75 years, the Constitution of India has been a beacon of light and guiding the people on their path." Mr. Modi highlighted the sacrifices of India's freedom fighters, reminding citizens of the struggles that shaped the nation. He said, "The success of Operation Sindoor symbolizes India's preparedness to handle strategic challenges and underlines the government's focus on modernizing the armed forces."
आज 15 अगस्त का एक विशेष महत्व भी मैं देख रहा हूँ। मुझे बहुत गर्व हो रहा है। आज मुझे लाल किले की प्राचीर से ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के वीर जाबाजों को सैल्यूट करने का अवसर मिला है। हमारे वीर जाबाज सैनिकों ने दुश्मनों को उनकी कल्पना से परे सजा दी है।
Prime Minister Modi emphasized the nation's leap in technological innovation, particularly in semiconductors, which are crucial for electronics, defense and communication. He said, "India will launch Made in India semiconductor chips by the end of this year, reflecting the nation's growing strength in critical technology sectors."
आज सेमीकंडक्टर जो पूरी दुनिया की एक ताकत बन गया है हमारे बाद कई देश सेमीकंडक्टर में आज महारत हासिल करके दुनिया में अपनी ताकत को प्रस्थापित कर आज हमने उस बोझ से मुक्त होकर के मिशन मोड में सेमीकंडक्टर के काम को आगे बढ़ाया 6 अलग अलग सेमीकंडक्टर के यूनिट्स जमीन पर उतर रहे हैं
Mr. Modi highlighted India's space achievements like Mangalyaan and the rise of over 300 space startups, reflecting a vibrant ecosystem in space technology, satellite development and research.
बहुत गर्व होगा मेरे देश के 300 से ज्यादा स्टार्टअप अब सिर्फ और सिर्फ स्पेस सेक्टर में काम कर रहे हैं और उन 300 स्टार्टअप में हजारों नौजवान पूरे सामर्थ्य के साथ जुटे हैं ये है मेरे देश के नौजवानों की ताकत और ये है हमारे देश के नौजवानों के प्रति विश्वास
Nagaland joined the nation in celebrating the 79th Independence Day today with a vibrant display of cultural performances. A state-level program was held at the Nagaland Civil Secretariat Plaza in Kohima where Chief Minister Dr. Nipiu Rio hoisted the national flag and took the Rashtriya salute from the parade contingents. Addressing the citizens of Nagaland, Chief Minister Dr. Nipiu Rio paid tribute to the freedom fighters and brave martyrs who secured the country's freedom and safeguarded its future. He said, "Their courage, sacrifice and selfless service will forever inspire generations to come." Dr. Rio said, "His government is working in line with the spirit enshrined in the Constitution to meet the democratic aspirations of the people."
I address you today, not just to commemorate our past, but to renew and reaffirm our collective commitment to build a bright future, rooted in unity, development and dignity for all.
The Chief Minister emphasized that resolving the Naga political issue remains a top priority for his government. He said, "The ongoing Naga peace process is a symbol of hope for a lasting solution that fulfills the aspirations of the Naga people."
My government has been an active facilitator to the peace process as we need to work together for a peaceful resolution, ensuring justice and dignity to our people.
The Chief Minister also reaffirmed his government's strong commitment to addressing the concerns and issues of the people of Eastern Nagaland.
"Substantial progress has been made on the issue of FNTA frontier Nagaland territory with the latest tripartite talks between the representative of the Government of India, Government of Nagaland and the ENPO being held on 23rd July 2025 in Delhi. I'm optimistic that the concern of the ENPO will be addressed and this issue resolved in the spirit of brotherhood."
On the occasion, Chief Minister Rio also commissioned 41 hydraulic waste collection and transportation vehicles to 20 town councils under the Swachh Bharat Kosh initiative. He also virtually inaugurated biofertilizer production units. Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, passed away this evening in Chennai. He was 80. Laganesan had been undergoing treatment in the intensive care unit of Apollo Hospital in Chennai for the past week. According to sources, he was admitted after sustaining a head injury in a fall at his residence in Teenagar on August 8th and was found unconscious. Despite intensive medical care, his condition did not improve. He passed away at 6:23 this evening. Laganesan was appointed as governor of Nagaland in February 2023 and was holding the position up to his death. He had earlier served as the governor of Manipur and held additional charge of West Bengal for a brief period. A veteran politician, Laganesan held several key positions in the BJP during his long career, including serving as Tamil Nadu BJP president. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Chief Minister of Nagaland, Dr. Nipyu Ryo, has announced that the state government is setting up a skill centre for construction workers with a budget of 300 lakh rupees. The Chief Minister said this while highlighting the several developmental activities of the state during his Independence Day address in Kohima today. He also informed the launch of a program to provide access to core employability skills for rural youth using a mobile Morang skill van with a budget outlay of 100 lakh rupees. Further, the Chief Minister announced that the Nagaland State Transport Department will be establishing 10 new helipads and upgrading 4 existing ones to enhance helicopter connectivity in the state. Dr. Ryo also shared plans for the construction of an interstate truck terminus along NH29 at Chumukedima under the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region. In a proud moment for Nagaland Police, two of its senior officers, Kevituto Sofi and Aboli Metha, have been awarded the prestigious medal for meritorious service in recognition of their dedication, professional excellence and outstanding service to the people of Nagaland. In a social media post, X'd Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton, who is also the Chief Minister in charge of Home and Border Affairs, extended his heartiest congratulations to both officers, stating that the award is a fitting recognition of their service to the state and its people. The medal for meritorious service is awarded to police personnel from across the country who have shown consistent dedication and professionalism in the line of duty. And in a spectacular display of sportsmanship and unity, thousands of football fans from across Nagaland gathered at the jam-packed Indira Gandhi Stadium in Kohima to witness the electrifying final match of the 24th Dr. T. Ao Trophy 2025 between Mon and Newland districts. Despite the rain, the match kicked off with high energy as both teams showcased their exceptional skills and determination. At the time of filing of this report, the battle between Mon and Newland rages on with both sides deadlocked at 1-1 in a thrilling showdown. Earlier in the evening, Chief Minister Dr. Nipyu Ryo addressed the crowd, marking the dual significance of the occasion, India's 79th Independence Day and the finale of the prestigious tournament.
Today it's a momentous occasion. Salute the people who give us freedom and prosperity. We became the largest fourth economy in the world, and the Honorable Prime Minister had committed Viksit Bharat by 2047.
Paying tribute to the legendary Dr. T. Ao, who led independent India at the 1948 London Olympics, the Chief Minister praised his legacy as a role model of discipline, humility and excellence.
Dr. T. Ao, his legacy to keep alive for youth to work towards greater height.
Dr. Ryo also emphasized the government's dedication to promoting sports and holistic development through education and training. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads the nation in 79th Independence Day celebrations. Nagaland joins nation in celebrating 79th Independence Day with vibrant display of cultural performances. Chief Minister of Nagaland Dr. Nipyu Ryo announces various state government projects on Independence Day. And two Nagaland police senior officers awarded with prestigious medal for meritorious service. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.